Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Grenada. We are at the Donji Dock here next to True Blue Bay Resort, as well as Aquanauts Grenada. We are at the Get Wrecked Party, celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C shipwreck. We dove it this morning, 157 feet. On our rebreathers, thanks to Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada and Silent Diving Systems. I was diving the Inspiration. And Peter, you were telling me that, for Tony and myself, that 157 feet obviously was a personal milestone for us to go that deep and survive. Never thought I would be diving that deep in my diving career, but it's very possible and very doable when you're doing a rebreather system like the Inspiration or Evolution. But you've been much deeper, right?
Yeah, basically the unit can easily take you down to 300 to 400 feet when you're diving trimix.
400 feet. And basically that's what rebreathers allow you to do. Not only stay down for an extended period of time, but do this type of deep diving if you so choose and go to places where very few people can go, right?
Yeah, the big benefit of the rebreather versus open circuit diving is the gas management, because the amount of gas you need is so small even for such a deep dive that you can manage this on the small two little tanks that are in the unit. The only thing that you have to plan for when you do the advanced technical diving is your bailout, that you can make it safe up to the surface in case something goes wrong.
So when you're doing a dive like that, is it, well, like, you know, we did 157 today. You've done much less or much more. I mean, like, what was it, 305 feet? Is that what you were telling me before?
Yes, yeah, that's what we've been doing.
305 feet. And what kind of profile? Run through that profile for me, because you really have to plan this out far in advance to make sure you're doing it correctly and safely, right?
Yeah, that's more or less the more difficult part the technical diving with a rebreather. You have to plan your dives a little bit ahead for this, and you have to do your gas planning for the case if something goes wrong, that you have enough of the appropriate gas to make a safe ascent back to the surface.
So, but let's run through that. If you're doing a dive to 305 feet, so your first deco stop or safety stop, you know, typical open circuit is 3 minutes at 15 feet. But when you're doing this type of diving, you actually have to stop at what, like 103 feet or 5 feet or something? What were you telling me before?
It depends a little bit on your bottom time, but if you're doing a bottom time, let's say, of 15 minutes, you would probably have to do your first decompression stop at about 130, 140 feet.
Wow. And so you'd hang out there for a few minutes and then slowly work your way back up to the surface. You know, in a dive down to 305 feet, it's going to take how long? How long did that dive take you when you did that?
Again, it depends a lot on your bottom time, but you will have to plan on a minimum dive time probably of 90 minutes.
Okay, so an hour and a half, and probably, I'm guessing, an hour of that is coming back to the surface, isn't it, at least?
That's kind of how it works out.
Yeah, but there's plenty of stuff to see at 130 feet. On the way back up, it's not necessarily like a three-minute, you know, safety stop at 15 feet. You can see a lot on your way back up as you're actually decompressing.
Actually, when we do this kind of dive, we do our decompression stops on the Bianca C.
Yeah, okay. So, and obviously we spent our entire time there. So it's a different type of diving. If you so choose, you can get the training and you come to Aquanauts Grenada and do that kind of thing. That is something that you offer here as well, right?
Yeah, we offer the range of training. It can start with a trial dive on a rebreather. If you're not sure how this works, if you're not sure if you like it, you can do a day program that will allow you to do two dives on the rebreather. Takes you to a maximum of 50 feet, and you get a feel for it if you're up to it.
Yeah, let's not diminish the value of open circuit scuba. Obviously, on this show, we've been talking a lot about diving the rebreathers because that's what Tony and myself have been doing this week in Grenada with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada. But you guys offer the full service line of open circuit scuba training from Discover Scubas up to Dive Master and Instructor, I'm guessing, probably too, don't you?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the open circuit, that's the core business that we're doing. And I still love diving open circuit. You have a little bit more freedom of movement. And, you just grab the tank and you go. There's nothing around to do. While with the rebreather, you have to keep more discipline. And you have to do your checks before you go diving. You have to do a little bit of cleaning after your dive. So it is more demanding, but the reward is incredible.
Yeah, the reward is, there's a big payoff to the rebreather diving for sure. And it is one of those things, after I've been diving now for 20 years and finally doing this rebreather stuff for real for the first time here in Grenada, I got to say, it has definitely exceeded my expectations in ways I didn't expect. I did think that once we got more comfortable on the units, that it would really open up a realm of photography and video that I was really hoping to achieve. And it definitely has done that. But I've really been surprised how zen-like diving the rebreather is when it's so quiet and you're on a wreck like the Bianca C. And it just has this whole element of just, you're just kind of awestruck by what you're seeing and what little you hear around you. That silence really adds an element to your diving that you can't appreciate until you experience it. You think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And when I switch back and forth between open circuit and rebreather, so the first dive on open circuit is like, I'm getting a little bit annoyed with all the bubbles in my face and around my ears, and then you get used to it and you're happy again. And you switch back to the rebreather and suddenly you're struck by the silence, which is incredible. You hear everything. You hear a school of fish moving. These are things that you cannot feel any other way.
Yeah, you would have never thought a school of fish would make any kind of noise, but indeed they do. And you hear these strange little sounds and things. And then all of a sudden you hear this little rumbling in the background, and then you realize, oh, it's the open circuit scuba divers that are starting to get in our vicinity, and you can actually hear them before you see them. It's quite remarkable. And if you put yourself in that frame of mind of the fish, you can probably see why they get spooked by us as divers. And I remember, when we did that dive that was 3 hours long, I was blown away. We, after about, I'd say two-thirds into the dive, a couple hours underwater, believe it or not, we come up to this reef, and all three of us, Tony, Peter, and myself, kneel down in the sand next to this reef. And it was like these little fish, I don't know what they were, little baby groupers or something, but schools of them, literally came up to us and started, like, swimming all around and, like, schooling around Tony and myself. Like they were coming along, hey, what are you? Hey, I can hide near you or something. I had never seen anything like that. And I know that was because they weren't spooked by our bubbles. But you've seen this many times, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the great things about being on a rebreather. You also change a little bit your style of diving. When you're diving open circuit, you do a lot of movement, you do a lot of swimming, because kind of you're always chasing the fish. On the rebreather, you just sit down on the reef, wait for a while, and you watch how everything returns to a normal state. And everything is swimming around, fish come and look at you and check you out, and that's an amazing experience.
It really is. I was so blown away because after they kind of schooled up around Tony, they came over to me, and they literally swam right up into my mask, and they were. They were checking me out like, hey, I can hide in you like you're a new reef that I can tuck into and hide from the predators or whatever. And it was truly a unique experience and something that if you've ever thought about doing this rebreather thing, you might really want to give it a go because getting that close to the marine life and having these type of experiences is really gives it a fresh feeling. That kind of like that first time you learn how to scuba dive, and after doing this for 20 years and going through that process again, that is truly an honor. And I got to thank you for that, Peter, because that really was the thing that I think surprised me the most this week, of how much it felt so new and fresh and kind of re-energizes you a little bit to go down there and discover the underwater world. You get that a lot, I'm guessing, from the people that do this, right?
Yeah, and it's like this old feeling I had as an open water scuba instructor in the beginning. You build up the skill level, you see how they're improving, and it was great to see you both, how well you did.
It was an honor, and hey, we got more coming up from the Spice Island and the Get Wrecked party here as we celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the Bianca C next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes. Joy to you and me.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at the Get Wrecked Party in Grenada. The scuba cowboy playing in the background. He's actually serenading Christine from Eco Dive right now. We'll get to her in just a bit. One of the other dive operators here on the Spice Island that we've got come to know and love. Now we're sitting down, however, with two of our favorite folks in the world, because last time we came to Grenada, we took a little side trip to Carriacou, and Richard and Diane from Lumba Dive are with us right now, and we had a very good bonding experience. Last time we were here, and we spent like, I don't know, 24 hours on Carriacou, one of the sister islands here in Grenada, and they made a big impression on the Scuba Radio crew, because we met them, and you covered us in mud. And we've never forgot that, Richard. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun with this picnic we had on White Island. It was good.
Yeah, crab racing and covering us in mud. Mermaid Lacey was there, and she's here now. What do you think? Yeah, good memories, right?
Oh, wonderful memories. I mean, you just said that we took a side trip to Carriacou, but I've got to say that side trip completely stole the show for me.
Yes, it did. Diane, I have had many experiences in our 15-year history of doing scuba radio, but I got to say, going over and diving with some folks and then on surface interval, have them bring out a pail of black as dark mud and say, okay, rub your body all, it was a new experience for even me. But I loved it. I've told so many people about that. Is it still as a huge hit as it was a year ago when we did that here?
Yeah, it is still. As soon as we have people that have enough experience to go on the Atlantic side of the island where we could do a nice drift dive, we offer them to make it as a full day. So we do a dive or two in the morning. We go on White Island or Saline Island to do a picnic before doing a third dive in the afternoon. And this is appreciated from almost every divers we bring over there. The mud bath is something memorable, I would say, and everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, well, it is like a spa treatment in the rough, I guess. But it is like a mud bath, and basically they bring this big pail of mud, which is really, it's not mud, it's muck. What is it exactly
no,
there,
this
Richard?
Is it crab poo.
Crab poo! Well, it makes it even better. It exfoliates your skin, right, Lacey?
I guess so.
Yeah, we have no idea. It was one of the best scuba radio pumpkins I've ever experienced in my history of doing this goofy little show of ours. But it was fun. I felt refreshed after.
It was amazing. It was a little bit difficult when we had to go and rinse all of the mud off. And I'm pretty sure we were finding mud in the shower for days after that. But, it wasn't just the mud bath that was amazing. It was the whole setup in general, getting to spend the day out there. They had a picnic for us. We did crab races. I mean, the three of us were just talking about it and laughing about all the memories that we have. It just all comes back to you. And we had such a good time. I mean, they poured a bottle of rum into a hollowed out watermelon and basically dumped it all over all of us, too.
Yes, you know what? It's starting to come back to me now. I'm having flashbacks because, after we were done with diving, we kicked up the party quite a bit there in Carriacou on the island there and just had a big time, fun time with you guys. Lumba Dive is the dive operation, and it's on Carriacou. You came over for the Get Wrecked party to celebrate this Bianca C thing, right, Richard?
Yeah, we came to meet with you. Okay, we want to see the mermaid again. I miss the mermaid a lot. But
Diane, what's my shirt? I'm wearing this Scuba Radio pink shirt, we're going to have a shirt exchange, Diane. Is that the deal?
I don't think you'll fit in my shirt today, but yes, I'd like to have...
Are we supposed to cover each other in mud first or something like that, or what?
And that's when you have to flew to Carriacou with us tomorrow, then.
The mud here on Grenada is not the same, is it?
Not at all. You don't have this kind of mud over here. This is really a special mud.
Special kind of crab poo. Is that right?
Exactly.
Nice. Well, we'll work out some deal. What were you going to say, Lacey?
Oh, I was just going to say, I was thinking about it, and Lumba Dive is just a name that really sticks in my head, and I was wondering, what does that mean? What does Lumba stand for?
Yeah, Lumba Dive stands for dolphin in a foreign language. I don't know the language.
Some prehistoric language, Lumba means dolphin. So dolphin dive? Is it maybe something like that?
Yeah,
we'll go with that. Are dolphins covered in mud or crab poo?
No, I believe that Lumba means dolphin in Indonesian.
Ah, okay. All right, fair enough. And dolphins, are they fairly common over there? Or in some of the sites you guys dive? Or you just thought that sounded like a cool name?
Unfortunately, we never had the chance to dive with the dolphins in Carriacou. But yesterday, on our way up here in Grenada, we had the chance to see two schools of dolphins jumping out of the water. while we were on the ferry to come down.
Nice. And what you need to understand is that when you fly into Grenada, Carriacou and St. Martinique, what's the other one?
St. Martinique.
Yeah, there you go. Those three islands make up the Grenadian islands. And obviously Grenada gets all the publicity, but Carriacou, one of the sister islands. Unbelievable diving that we did there with you guys. Really pristine reefs. The beaches there, I mean, it was just right out of a beer commercial. Like, it just doesn't get any better. And it is, you owe it to yourself to take a little side trip. Come to Grenada for, you know, a few days and then run over to Carriacou on the ferry, which is just, an hour and a half, 2 hour ride, something like that, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. It's by the big ferry, it's about an hour and a half to come from Grenada to Carriacou.
So you could do that and dive with you guys. It's lumbadive.com, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, lumbadive.com.
And this whole surface interval thing you guys do with the hermit crab races and the mud thing, the watermelon crawl or whatever the heck we did, that is just like a three-day dive package kind of special thing you do every once in a while or what?
What we're trying to do at Lumbadive, it's accommodate our divers as much as we can. We like to really pet our divers, I would say. So we're taking care of our divers as soon as they get out of the plane here in Grenada till they got to their last dive in Carriacou and coming back to here again to flew back to their home. But depending of their request, you know, we're just trying to do what they will satisfy them as much as we can, you know?
Yes, well, you did a great job for our crew. We can't wait to come back. I know you're planning some kind of photo thing in June or something, maybe?
Yeah. That would be Carriacou first annual macro photo festival, and it will be from June 3rd to June 9, 2012. So we're expecting a lot of people, and hopefully we can see you guys over there.
Yeah, we'll see if we can fit that into the Scuba Radio schedule. And, of course, you can go to lumbadive.com and get more information. In the meantime, we have three mermaids over at the bar here at the Dodgy Dock. I was thinking we could go just dig up some mud on this, you know, on the beach here and say this is from Carriacou and rub it all over them. Are you with me, Richard?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Wait,
all right.
Let me just hear that I am not a part of the scheming here.
You didn't hear nothing. She hears nothing. All right, we'll see what happens next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, Richard and Diane from Lumbadive are getting ready to leave the Get Wrecked party here at the Dodgy Dock. But there has evidently been some kind of T-shirt deal brokered by Mermaid Tony. Is that right?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that currently you're wearing a bright fluorescent pink shirt with Scuba Radio rhinestones all over it.
It's a one-of-a-kind tee that Peter and Galindo were nice enough to save from last year's extravaganza when we visited and dropped these off because we couldn't give them away. But they had one for me because I happened to forget my Scuba Radio tee. But Diane, you want this shirt, don't you?
Actually, yes, I want it. But if you do remember, last year I left with your T-shirt. So that's kind of something that is going to happen every time I'm going to see you. So this year I need your T-shirt.
All right, Richard, you're her better half. You're okay with this, right?
Yeah, no problem. If you don't take my lady, I have no problem.
Okay, fair enough. I just take, she takes my shirt. So
You're worried about this guy in a pink shirt taking your lady? I don't think so.
I don't think he is worried.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for that extra vote of confidence from my team. All right, so I got a pink Scuba Radio T-shirt. I'm going to give it to Diane. You're going to give me your Lumbadive shirt. Is that the deal?
Absolutely. If you wear it, I have no problem.
I will wear it, of course. People don't want me walking around shirtless, trust me.
Good.
Look at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, yeah. Face for radio chest of for radio, I guess. Okay, hold this, Tony. Let's do this. You got to hold the microphone so I can take my shirt off. Unless you want to take it off.
Oh, God,
okay,
no.
Then hold the microphone, okay? Hold my microphone.
I don't think this is a fair trade, Greg.
Tony, it's happening.
Oh, I don't
Tony,
think
it's
that,
happening.
It's oh, 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 that's
oh
terrible.
God, it's happening.
God. Well, Richard looks quite nice.
Oh,
Greg, on the other hand, please put your shirt back on quickly, faster, faster.
Put it on.
You know, if you threw your shirt into the audience, they would throw it back.
Oh, God.
They would throw it back at you.
And now that's through the pants.
Peter, that's all you. That's all you. I do not want to see that.
I like this. I look pretty good in this shirt. It's either this or I go naked. So.
Your color looks good on you.
All right, more coming up from Grenada. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models.
You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was free like me?
All right, yeah, so I'm walking around the Get Wrecked party shirtless right now because I gave him back his Lumba Dive shirt. It was their staff shirt. I couldn't take that. What are you doing, Tony? Tony took off her shirt now, too?
Oh, mama.
I took off my shirt. I took off my Scuba Radio mermaid top, and I'm offering you both of them. I'm not naked. I am in a bathing suit, but I've offered you two articles of clothing.
All right, who did this?
What is going on here?
I'm not mad. I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
It's total mayhem. No, are we wrecked or what?
No. This is the life of a rock star, Greg. That's what you are living. The girls are stripping naked and they're throwing their clothes at you.
Yes, they're throwing their tops at me. It's a beautiful thing.
No, not for the reason that
they are. Yes, they are, right?
Because I want you to put something
they
on.
They are throwing their clothes at you, but it's only because you're unclothed and they want to cover you, I think.
Hey, quit. Don't touch me. Don't touch me there. I'm very sensitive. I have sensitive, you know, things. All right, let me get a shirt. Help me out here, pup. The Scuba Cowboy is with me. Hold the microphone so I can put some.
You got it.
Put some attire back on here. This is live radio, and this is what happens when
you're in Grenada getting wrecked.
That's right.
At the dodgy dock. This is what happens.
Party. That's what you do. You trade shirts and things
and things. Could you be more specific?
Usually people take their clothes off, but here I am putting my clothes on. What's up with that? But that's just what we do, I guess, right?
Maybe later that'll happen.
I'm here to please the crowd. So if that means putting clothes back on, so be it. I'm here to please. All right, I'm much more comfortable now, and I think anyone we have. Well, the bottom line is no one else was going to talk to me unless I put a shirt on, right?
I think that's it.
It's just one of those things that you do. Now, okay, what's your name?
Arthur.
Arthur, right. Now, Arthur, you work with the folks here at True Blue on their website, right?
That's right.
Now, you are videotaping this. You got this on video, this whole little shirt exchange thing. So you can blackmail me with it accordingly, I guess, right?
That's right.
Yes, it's okay. Trust me, there's nothing that you could get on me that hadn't been done already. But that's okay. That's okay. So you're videotaping and you wanted to interview me about what now?
Well, basically, I just want you to give us an idea, right? Since you all came all the way to Grenada, this beautiful island, I just wanted you to tell us, you know, what you think about the island, the dive, the people, the our beautiful beaches, our beautiful mountains, you know. I just want to give us an idea so that when I post a video, I could be able to show the world what you say about Grenada.
What I would say about Grenada if somebody was watching your website in a little video clip that you want to record right now, right?
That's right.
All right, Tony, help me out here. Come here. We're going to do a little video for Grenada right now for True Blue Bay Resort. They want to know what we think of the island, okay? So something they can use on the internet to promote the island and that kind of thing, all right? Ready?
Okay.
All right, you're filming now? You want me to just go with this? Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, ready? Grenada. What do you think of Grenada?
Grenada is amazing. One of the most beautiful places in the whole entire world, and everyone needs to come here.
Absolutely. You know, Grenada, the people here are so comfortable, I was willing to take my shirt off for them. Okay, and then I put it back on at their request as well. But still, we had such a great time. The people are just very friendly, fun to hang out, and the diving here is spectacular, isn't it?
The diving is beyond spectacular. And, you know, there's something to be said for the fact that, you know, the country didn't throw you out for taking your shirt off.
Well, okay, but you, she took her shirt off, too, and they didn't throw you out, so we're even.
Okay, good point. But either way, everything is amazing, from the countryside to the food to the people, that everyone has a friendly smile.
This Grenada chocolate thing they have here is quite amazing. The food has been spectacular. True Blue Bay Resort, we've been hanging out there, and a few other resorts here on the island. It just doesn't get any better than Grenada. You got the best of both worlds. Incredible diving, amazing topside activities. You know, just what we do on our little radio show here every week, and what we're doing here today at the Dodgy Dock Get Wrecked Party to celebrate the Bianca C 50-year anniversary. It's that kind of coming together activity that what our show is all about, which is sharing the love of diving, and what you get to do topside here on Grenada is just one of a kind. Come here. You will thank me many, many times over. And I promise, if I end up being on Grenada when you're on Grenada, I'll keep my shirt on. Tony, you're going to make that same promise?
I will not, but...
Okay, and that would be a plus for some.
Add a little spice to your life and come join us on the Spice Island.
There you go. How about that? Does that work? All right, there you go. So we did it both. We did it live on Scuba Radio, and we took care of this video at the same time. That's how I work, as little as possible. You hear what I'm saying?
That's right. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry
absolutely.
For this guy. You talk way too much, Gregory.
Well, it helps when you're doing a little radio show. Now, the Scuba Cowboy is here. You just finished up your set. How do you think it went? I thought it was great.
This is awesome. Everything about Grenada is awesome in every single way. I love coming to the Spice Isle more than you can imagine.
Absolutely. So, matter of fact, he finished up his set with the Grenada song, and we filmed that. We might turn that into a little video and a bunch of pictures that we shot underwater at the Bianca Sea earlier this morning and on the rereaders and stuff, and put something together and put it up at scubaradio.com so you can check that out. But also, we have a lot of other friends here at the Get Wrecked Party. Mike Kerchesky from PADI, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, is with us, and he said I wasn't allowed to talk to him until I put a shirt on, but I did. I got a shirt on.
Because you needed a shirt on.
Oh, well, thank you.
I didn't know
it was
there
blinding
was that much
you,
white
wasn't it?
Stuff in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the cameraman was using it as a white balance,
yeah, exactly.
But that's just what I'm here for. So
yes. I'll remember that next time I have my camera out.
Absolutely. All right, so I got a question for you, Mike. Being that you're with PADI, we were having dinner here earlier before the party festivities kicked into high gear, and everybody was asking me about possibly organizing a PADI specialty. And this would not be the first time this has been brought up to me. Can you only imagine what that might be when it comes to Scuba Radio?
Oh, absolutely.
What is it?
Well, there's mermaids involved.
Right. Mermaid specialty.
Yes,
could we do a mermaid specialty with PADI?
Your PADI instructor and a professional for, what is it, 15 years now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And a diver for how long?
20.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he's only 14.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, as a PADI instructor, you could author that specialty.
How would that go? I got to write up the outline and then submit it, and then they'll laugh it and put it in file 13, and that'll be the end of it? Or?
We might actually consider that.
How could we organize this mermaid specialty, Tony? What do you think? You'd have to help me out on this.
Yeah, if I help you out, I'm taking the claim for it. But I can't really see PADI accepting any distinctive specialty that you have written the outline for.
Mike, help me out. If I bring her in, will that add a little bit more credibility to the effort?
Well, if she wrote it, it'd definitely add a lot more credibility. Sorry, Greg.
Well, being that I don't like to write, and maybe I can just dictate, and you can...
you know, write it down and I'll tell you what we need to do. Because there would have to be some skills, like a monofin type of swimming type of thing. You'd have to, I don't know, wear a mermaid skin appropriately. I'm not sure.
Sure, don it, doff it, yes. Some breath hold involved.
Free diving would be entailed for sure. How fast you can put on and take off a mermaid tail, I guess. What do you think, Tony?
You just have to convince them that it's safe and that no one will get hurt in the process. And, you know, your current mermaids, we're not going to back you up on that.
Well, physically, our mermaids have not been hurt. Now, mentally, they have probably been scarred for life. But that, I don't think I got to worry about that, do I?
But I don't think that has anything to do about mermaids. I think that's more to do with interaction with you.
Well, that's that could be, but that could be part of the, you know, going in, you must realize you have to deal with colorful people.
Adverse conditions.
Adverse conditions, exactly. Plan your mermaiding, mermaid your plan or something.
Exactly, yes.
I don't know. We'll work on this, Tony. This could be one of those.
I think it's getting pretty deep here, Greg.
Yes, well, it wouldn't be the first time, that's for sure. But that's okay. We went to 157 feet today, so we're all right.
But I have to say, this has been a great event, not only for those that were involved in it, but also for the country of Grenada. And I'd also like to thank Magdalena, who happens to be here representing True Blue Resort, which is just a wonderful place.
Yes, they've been an excellent host for our crew as well. We thank you for that, by the way.
Well, it's always lovely to have you here, and such a beautiful mermaids, and you guys, they are so much fun and light the place for us. Thank you.
Hey, people are stealing money out of my pocket. What the heck's the matter with you? I can't take these mermaids anywhere. We have to add that to the specialty. Mermaids, no taking money from Greg. All right, more coming up from the Get Wrecked party next. Stay close.
We're in Grenada.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Aquacat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Aquacat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You're kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Aquacat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
They're what? Okay. Hi guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in AquaCat, and you're listening. You're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted. To
the dive. World's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding? What? You did it,
translate. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted
to diving.
Devoted.
Devoted to diving. For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
That was so much easier. You know, we're always meeting colorful people when we travel around the world. It's no different than it is here in Grenada. Greg the Dive Master Mermaid, Tony, Lacey, Lala, and of course, Tiffany and the Scuba Cowboy. What, Lala?
I said Tiffany? That's the name you almost forgot right
now?
No.
Tiffany and the Scuba Cowboy. We got the whole crew in there. And now we have to talk to one of the other dive operators here from EcoDive. Christine is with us. And we know Christine from our last visit here on the island when we brought the group here last year and we recruited her as the first official Scuba Radio mermaid here on the island. She came to the Get Wrecked party in colors. Christine, how you doing?
I'm good. You're blowing my cover, though. That was really undercover that I ever put on a tail.
No, I didn't say you put on a tail. I just said we recruited you. Now you just blew your own cover.
Well, how can you be a mermaid without a tail?
Well, okay, I guess that's true. I don't know. I guess that's one of the things we have to add to the mermaid specialty course,
right? Yes, wearing a tail is a requirement.
Yeah, I would think so.
Standard at that point for a specialty course.
Absolutely. It wouldn't quite work. But that was a good experience for you, right?
It was a lot of fun. I'm sorry for your tail. I think it might have suffered the consequences.
Yes, well, yeah, it my tail has been bruised many times. I don't know what's going on with that, but that's just one of those things. When you're wrangling all these mermaids, there's bruises, bumps, scratches. They might get infected.
That's
I don't
part
know.
Of the game, is it?
It just you have to roll with the punches. You hear what I'm saying? Right, Tony?
I think she was commenting on that because it was a very precarious position in a waterfall with lots of rocks, and the tails got a little damaged.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the wrangling, you know, because there's a mermaid specialty course, there's a mermaid wrangler course that we might have to work out with Patty.
Can we make sure that's sex neutral?
Of course it's sex neutral. I mean, look, I was wearing a pink t-shirt earlier. How much neutral can you get?
Oh, Pop.
That's not. I heard it. Thank God that didn't make it on the air.
I'm afraid that part will be edited. We're not going to hear this on radio.
You couldn't. Actually, that was an automatic censor right there. It didn't make it.
The beep button.
Yes, exactly. Right. Trust me, you didn't miss anything. But anyway, Christine, you're wearing your colors. I think it's time for an upgrade. Can we hook her up?
I do. For the prettiest.
Yes.
This goes to the prettiest dive master in Grenada right here.
How about that? You want one of those?
Instructor, I'll take it.
Our instructor.
Sorry. Ah, that a girl.
She almost got demoted.
But instructor's a dive master, too.
Well, a good point. You're a dive master and instructor. You know, come on, let's play it. Christine, I'm an instructor as well.
We're talking upgrades.
It sounds more impressive to be called a dive master anyway, don't you think? It does. I mean, dive master sounds more impressive than dive instructor, don't you think?
It does, actually. You know, you're not the first person to tell me that.
Well, there you go. It's more impressive to the chicks. I don't know if that works for you, but it works for me. Maybe. All right, so I think it does. It does work?
It works.
All right,
thank
good.
You for this.
You're welcome. I mean, we got to keep our Scuba Radio mermaid.
I look forward to wearing it next time I see you.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay. I wondered why it looked so fresh and new. Did you really?
I wore it to work.
That's good. Are you going to be at the DEMA show? You coming?
Not this year. I wish I could.
Yeah? Because we could use you. We need a few good mermaids.
You know, I really wish I could be there. But you wear tails in the cold, though. I'm a bit too used to Grenada to do that at this point.
Yes, exactly.
It would have to be 2 weeks long before I got to the point where I could do that. But
well, it'd be okay. She could represent, couldn't she, Tony?
I think she could. We could put a little heater on her. Yeah. Anything to make her come along there. So.
Well, yeah. Give her a little heating pad or something, or whatever. Have you girls cuddle? I don't know. Whatever you do, you know, to stay warm and wetsuits. I don't know what.
Greg, Stop trying to make the girls make out or cuddle. Thank you.
I was not doing that. Come on. Jeez, pup. These mermaids, it's out of control. Everybody's getting a little too wrecked. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I do. I think it's as much as I hate to say it, I think it's almost a good thing we're going home, because it almost seems like another mutiny in the way.
Yes, a little mermaid mutiny here in Grenada. But, hey, that just goes along with the territory. You gotta take it as it comes. Now, we've had an amazing time here in Grenada. Once again, a few things you need to keep in mind if you want to come here and do some rebreather diving is check out Aquanauts Grenada. You can go there and get everything you need to know when it comes to scuba diving with the rebreathers or doing the open circuit thing. Of course, you got True Blue Bay Resort, which is right next to Aquanauts Grenada's dive shop here on the dock. You have La Source, where we've been staying at the last few days, which is a phenomenal all-inclusive resort. You're like it. You liked that place, didn't you, Tony? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
Exactly. I get a massage today as part of my room package.
Yeah, it's like a part of their all-inclusive thing. It's a spa treatment every day at La Source. Once again, that's one of the things that you can find out if you go to Aquanauts Grenada. You can find out information about True Blue Bay Resort. You can find out information about La Source. Whatever you need to do, it's all right there at Aquanauts Grenada. Of course, Patty, we love them. We'll talk more with those folks at the Dima Show as we put on our little song and dance routine for the biggest dive event in the world, and you will hear all about that next week on the big show. Well, that will do it from the Spice Island for the entire crew, for Lala, Tiffany, Lacey, even Mermaid Tony and the Scuba Cowboy. We thank you for listening, and we'll leave you with this. It's always better
down where it's wetter,
especially in Grenada. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.